Idaho's trespass laws have been criticized over the years for being confusing. Some would even say inconsistent. During the 2018 legislative session, Idaho lawmakers passed a bill altering the meaning of trespassing, and they increased penalties for violators. And as you get ready for your summer adventures here in Idaho, it's important that we all understand the impact and the consequences of this new law, which goes into effect July 1st. That's Monday. Joining me to talk us through how this new law works is Ryan Stoa, an associate professor of law at Concordia University. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
Pleasure to be here.
First question I have for you. When this went through in the 2018 legislative session, it went through towards the end and pretty fast, correct?
That's right. Yeah, it was pushed through the last week of the legislative session. Even some legislators that voted in favor of passage of the bill were not pleased with the way in which it was passed. There was really a lack of input from some key groups like sportsmen, law enforcement, cities and counties.
Why did this happen so quickly?
You know, there's some private property landowners that have been wanting changes to trespass laws in Idaho for some time now. I don't think it needed to proceed so quickly or right at the end of the legislative session. I think that led to a hastily drafted bill and some inconsistencies.
So let's talk about those inconsistencies, because that's what a lot of the complaint is about this, correct?
That's right. Yeah, there are still inconsistencies in the new law. A great example of that is with respect to the type of permission that is required for citizens to enter onto private land. In one section of both the civil and criminal trespassing bill, it stipulates that written permission is required in order to enter onto private land. In another section, it stipulates that permission might be implicitly provided. So it's not really clear, can permission be given verbally? Is that sufficient? Or is written permission required in every case? It's also not clear who must give that invitation. Must it be the landowner with title to the property, or can someone in legal possession, such as a lessee, give permission to the public?
So this can be really confusing, ultimately, if you don't know the exact verbiage or if the verbiage isn't the same.
Yeah, there's a lot of legalese and jargon here that's at play, and that's made even more difficult and confusing for the public due to these inconsistencies.
And the reason why this is a big deal is because we have a lot of private land in Idaho, but we're talking big chunks of private land where people go and recreate. And is that the ultimate concern? We're talking, I mean, really more about that kind of land use.
Outdoor recreation is a huge industry for our state. As you mentioned, it's about 40% private land here in Idaho, which means it's 60% public land. So we're used to the public sort of going out there and feeling like we're in the woods, like we're in the wilderness. And for the most part, recreators are respectful and responsible with respect to the types of lands that they access and how to get permission. But it is tricky. You know, one of the challenges for landowners in the past has been with respect to posting and posting notices that trespassing is or access is not permitted. Under old laws, you had to do that every 660 feet, which was very clear for the public. It was very clear for landowners. That's changed under this new trespass bill. Now bright orange or fluorescent paint is required, and here I'm quoting, at fishing streams crossing property lines, road gates, and rights of way entering the land. Which sounds straightforward, but in a state as large as Idaho, that could be dozens of miles apart.
Well, and who's supposed to be responsible for doing that? The landowner?
That's right.
So landowners want, did they want to see these changes?
You know, I think certainly some landowners advocated against this bill. Many advocated in favor in part because the penalties for violation were admittedly a little bit low and outdated under the previous code. Previous infraction was, you know, $50 for trespassing. That's probably not enough to deter folks
from trespassing.
From trespassing, or from taking steps to inform themselves of the difference between public and private land and from obtaining permission. I think the concern that many folks have, including sportsmen and law enforcement, is that those penalties have gotten too high.
I'm speaking with Ryan Stoa, an associate professor of law at Concordia University, about the new trespassing law in Idaho that will take effect July 1st. If you have a question, we'll try to get to it. You can email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu or tweet us, KBSX 91.5. So Ryan, explain to me then, the with this new law, it does impose harsher penalties, almost more of a criminal nature, correct?
Well, there's no differentiation between civil or criminal trespass in the new law, which makes it very difficult for law enforcement to distinguish the two. They're both defined the same way. Is a trespass going to be civil or is it going to be criminal? Another example of the sort of scaling up of penalties for violators, civil trespass now provides a strict liability standard, which just means that intent doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you made an honest mistake and you were trespassing. It doesn't matter if you're just a little kid who tossed a frisbee over the fence and you didn't know anything about this trespass bill. If you're on someone else's land and you have not obtained that permission, you have committed a civil trespass.
And, you know, some people are going to be, well, fine, you shouldn't go on someone else's property. But again, getting back to the fact that so many of us recreate in the outdoors in Idaho, and we have access to public lands. And a lot of times there isn't a differentiation between public and private. I think about, you know, going and hiking, right, out in the mountains and you're with your family. Is it easy to make that mistake and cross into private land without knowing it?
Sure, I think so. I mean, take, for example, if you drive up U.S. 20 into Fairfield out to Sun Valley. You're driving along a lot of agricultural lands, some active, some not active, some fenced, some not fenced. Under the previous law, every 660 feet, there needs to be an orange fluorescent display that indicates you can't access that land. Now that's no longer necessary. So the burden shifts very heavily onto the public to sort of go through and get, you know, maps or title records or what have you to find out, is it permissible to access that land or not? It also shifts the burden to law enforcement. You know, this bill did not come with additional resources for sheriffs or city police, but they have a greater responsibility now to police these types of violations under this new trespassing bill.
And someone can be charged criminally now. Is that the main difference in the new law versus the old law, or the one we have right now until July 1?
You know, the sort of upscaling in criminal penalties is significant. Now there is a provision, you know, if you trespass three times and cause $1,000 in damage the third time, it can be a mandatory felony charge, which is pretty extreme. You know, you think about a kid riding a dirt bike across three farm fields, cause some
three
damage.
That's three violations.
That's a felony right there. And, you know, I think with the previous law, penalties may have been too low, according to many. But there was more discretion for law enforcement, for the state and prosecutors and for judges to sort of look at this and say, all right, what's realistic here? Let's use common sense. Whereas under this law, you know, it's very strict. There isn't as much discretion to be a little bit more lenient to the kid who throws a frisbee over a fence line.
What does the public need to know then as we head, you know, into July 1 and this takes effect? You know, from a legal standpoint, what kind of advice would you give the general public? I mean, we're coming under the 4th of July. Everybody goes out and uses public lands.
Absolutely. I'd say three things. Number one, before you go out, check your locations. Be as rigorous as you can, as vigilant about knowing where you're going and whether or not that is public or private land. If it is private land, secondly, get your permissions. Ideally, get written permission just so there isn't any ambiguity there, and make sure you have the, you know, sort of your ducks in a row in that respect. And thirdly, when you are out there enjoying our outdoors, know where you are. Know where you are on the map. Know that you are where you thought you were going to be when you left home and had a plan with your maps and with your public access.
And what do you think will happen next with this law? Do you see it going back in front of the legislature? Because there still seem to be inconsistencies. There were still people questioning this even when it passed. And I know that's a what if, but where do you think it could go from here?
I expect the legislature may take a look at this in the 2019 legislative session. I know there are a lot of advocacy groups and organizations that would like to see this cleaned up a little bit. I think it was admirable to take up trespass and maybe clean up some of those old laws. But the way in which this was drafted, you know, so hastily and without really public input from key groups like sportsmen, law enforcement, et cetera, Getting those folks around a table and working out some of these issues together with private landowners, together with the agricultural industry, I think you'll see a nicer, more consistent, more refined bill if legislators choose to do so.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in and talking about this today. I know it can be confusing, and especially as we head into the 4th of July holiday, as people go out and recreate. Ryan Stowe, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Ryan is an associate law professor at Concordia University, talking about Idaho's new trespassing law that will take effect July 1st. And as Ryan said, figure out that law before you head out and recreate.